Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number three. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. I'm Jim Galante. In our last segment, Dustin, we took a look at the incoming first-year freshman and asked the question, might we see any instant impact from them? Now let's go to the other side of the ball. Let's talk defense. And is there a chance for a player to step up and make an impact as that first-year guy? There's one obvious name, isn't there?
Yeah, and the longer spring practice went on, the more obvious it became. Kalen King is 100% clear that he is ticketed for a key role right away. He's got the ability physically. He's got the competitive drive. He just has a knack for making plays. He came in along with Johnny Dixon and made Penn State kind of change their plans. With those guys coming in and establishing themselves, they suddenly had options. And we all looked at this depth chart and thought anyway that they might have an abundance of depth. But now with these two guys coming in and solidifying themselves, it made all kinds of things possible. And we'll see where all that goes with Marquise Wilson now listed as an athlete, getting time at wide receiver, and Keaton Ellis getting some time at safety, if those things stick or not. But either way, you know, Kalen King, I don't know where he's going to fall when it comes to the pecking order, because there are some veteran guys ahead of him, but he's going to see the field and he's going to be a good player. I don't think we're in danger of overhyping this kid, because he has done it again and again. It looks like he's more than ready physically and mentally to handle that.
And one of the great quotes in spring, I loved it, James Franklin, in talking about him, used the expression, "the ball finds him," you know, which just tells me this is a kid with those special instincts. He sees the game. He's able to see ahead of time what's happening. What you also have, though, Dustin, is a situation at cornerback, at least by experience over the last couple of years. Now, last year was kind of forced a bit by injury, but it seems like they've always played a rotation of cornerbacks. So it's not about two starters and that's pretty much it. They rotate. They often play four or five cornerbacks, don't they?
Yeah, and you need to play that number of guys, and it gives you a lot of options and different packages and some substitutions, and you need to run really deep with guys who are ready to see the field. And you know what, when you're in that situation, you've got Kalen King is ready to jump in there. They've got at least five deep, and they've got some options now, which is I'm not sure if we've seen a Penn State defensive backfield, the cornerback spot, with this level of depth under James Franklin. Can you think of another time since 2014 where they've had this many guys who are capable of playing a key role? I can't.
No, and I think it's also interesting with the move of Keaton Ellis from cornerback to safety, when you talk about those nickel and dime defenses where there's an extra defensive back in. I believe Penn State in the past has gone back and forth between using a safety for that role and using a cornerback at that role. Well, you kind of hit both when you have Keaton Ellis now. And I believe this is something you mentioned on our show a few weeks ago. You have someone like Daquan Hardy, who just seems like that perfect extra defensive back to come in and cover that quick slot receiver, doesn't he? So you may even have guys that you classify as specialists at cornerback.
Yeah, and this is the beauty of options, is that with these types of guys, especially if you're a player who's 6 feet or 5'11 and 200 pounds, I mean, you can do a lot of different things. You can do everything that the coaching staff might ask of you. And so now you start stretching and saying, okay, what more can we ask of this player or that player? And you have all those options are on the table now. And I'll tell you what, I mean, you look at the past couple years when it comes to pass defense, and they need to do something to shake things up some. You know, I think there have been communication issues. I think there's been scheme issues. I think there's been strategy issues. I don't know if they've always had the right guys in the right spots. They have a lot of really talented pieces now, and I think the time is now to solve some of these problems. And a guy like Kalen King stepping in, a guy like Johnny Dixon stepping in, being able to get creative with Keaton Ellis, get creative with Marquise Wilson, these are all, I think, steps in the right direction.
Let's go to Kalen's brother, Kobe, who's an incoming linebacker, and I believe he got a lot of praise also in the spring, and he's also at a position at linebacker where you might think the starters are pretty well set. You think Curtis Jacobs and Brandon Smith on the outside, Ellis Brooks on the inside. There's been talk of Jesse Locata with a position change, maybe defensive end. Then the other names you hear are Tyler Elsden, Charlie Ketcher. But this is a group that usually goes at least two deep. And outside of those names, who is there? It is perhaps an opportunity for Kobe King.
I think there is an opportunity there. And who knows, maybe Kalen King, his emergence makes Keaton Ellis and or Marquise Wilson expendable when it comes to experimenting with positions. Maybe a guy like Kobe King makes Jesse Luketa expendable, makes you able to experiment with him a little bit. Because you're right, I think you've got your three deep, you've got your starting group. After that, I'm not so sure what's going to happen. Jesse Luketa right now listed at 6'3" and 255 pounds. The heaviest linebacker by about 15 pounds. And the next one's Brandon Smith at 240. You know, he is a big physical linebacker, and it makes some sense to explore. Maybe he's better off at defensive end, for example. But you're not able to make that move without having confidence that either Kobe King or Tyler Elsden can be your primary backup in the middle, maybe. And I think that maybe is what Kobe King ends up bringing to the table, is that you can use him as a backup to Ellis Brooks. Tyler Elsden might have some versatility to move him around some. These two young guys are, I think, key to that next wave of linebackers. But Kobe King, to hear the types of compliments, you know, and Kalen and Kobe both got them, physically mature. From a football vantage point, they're very, very advanced because they played some sophisticated things at Cass Tech in Detroit. I think that's going to help Kobe King. And if he's ready, that allows you to maybe move Jesse Luketa to a position that's more natural for him. So a really similar dynamic, I think, with the King brothers and then the cornerback and linebacker, what you're able to do with the depth there.
And speaking of linebacker, another linebacker coming in who you could, you know, give the same argument about, is the depth there at linebacker providing an opportunity, and that's Jamari Budin, who also, like the King brothers, comes from Michigan.
Yeah, and they really like what he brings to the table in terms of his aggression and his, you know, willingness to be physical. And I think anytime you have that on your side, you have an opportunity to maybe make something happen there. And again, you look at numbers 4 through 6 and beyond at linebacker, and there's not a whole lot solidified there, especially if you take Jesse Luketa out of the equation. If that ends up happening, if he ends up moving someplace, there's not really a proven name behind them. So all bets are off, and I think Jamari Budin has a reasonable chance with that playing style and with his polish as a player. He's going to be a little bit more rangy, a little bit more versatile than Kobe King is. Anytime you bring that to the table and there's an opening, there's a chance. And I think Penn State could end up skewing pretty young at the linebacker position. But Jamari Budin does have a chance in training camp this summer to make that impression on the coaching staff.
No doubt, and you hit it with there's opportunity at linebacker depth, so you don't know if one of these guys could stand out. The other couple names that we have listed, Dustin, are Jalen Reed and Zachy Wheatley, who are both four-star safeties. And again, you're now getting, as James Franklin said, further away from the ball. So it's a little bit easier for an incoming freshman. And in your notes, you mentioned, and it's a great point, we haven't heard a lot about the next guys, Enzo Jennings and Tyler Rudolph. You know, we didn't hear them making a splash in the spring. So might a couple of true freshmen step in and bypass some of the other guys.
Hey, it's at least a possibility. Without all we have is our imagination to try to figure out what Enzo Jennings and what Tyler Rudolph are doing behind the scenes. Both of them were highly acclaimed prospects, especially Enzo Jennings. Enzo Jennings was a kid who burst onto the scene as an eighth grader, and he didn't really do much to lose faith in his ability to develop. So I'm a little stumped when it comes to, you know, we're in year two of him being on campus. He was a January enrollee last year without hearing much about what he's bringing to the table or not much excitement. I mean, James Franklin was throwing around praise like candy this spring. Everybody, you know, it was like Oprah with the cars. Everybody was getting a compliment. Enzo Jennings and Tyler Rudolph were not on the receiving end of that. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're never going to develop. Maybe it's taken a little while longer. And I think we have seen also at the safety position, Penn State's, you know, these guys are taking more time than you might think to develop there. They need a year or two. Even guys making the cornerback to safety transition like Lamont Wade and a couple others, they needed a little bit of time to get their bearings and get their feet under them before they were ready to really make an impact. So maybe there's some of that going on, but Jalen Reed in particular strikes me because he, you know, at 6 feet, 190, he is a polished player. He's a physical kid. He loves the contact part of the sport. He can come down and support in the run game. He has some things going for him that maybe will make this an interesting conversation. But again, it's just me saying Enzo Jennings and Tyler Rudolph, we haven't heard much from them. There is maybe an opportunity to make a splash this summer and get ahead of them in the pecking order. I don't think it's outlandish to believe that either one of these guys, but in my opinion, especially Jalen Reed, can do that.
It's also an interesting position at safety where through the years we've questioned the development at the safety position where they seem to consistently bring in junior college players to do it as opposed to their guys that they bring in as safety and develop as safeties.
Yeah, they have resorted to that over the past few recruiting cycles with Jaquan Brisker and now Jair Brown, that you're bridging some gaps. I think I don't know that that's a philosophical thing. I think that's maybe a need, but also a belief in what Lackawanna is doing and a belief in what these kids are bringing to the table. Now they got another one coming in Tyrese Mills in 2022. I think it's a real part of the strategy now moving forward, and it's up to these high school guys to make some progress and make a splash.
And that's what it does, though. At the end of the day, it gives an opportunity, as you said, it just opens the door a little bit for a true freshman to walk in and perform and maybe get an opportunity. All right, Dustin, that's it for quarter number three. We're going to say so long to Dustin and welcome in T. Frank Carr for quarter number four. Stay tuned for that.
Hey, y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.